Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Steps back in, and the nothing-in-one offering from Fisher. There's the pitch. Bounce back to the pitcher. Oh, nice play. Kyrie over to first to Chloe Darling in time. She snagged that one, headed up the middle. Nice defensive play for the Richland Center pitcher. Two up, two down in the batter, Emma Jensen. Top of the order for the Arrows. She has struck out and grounded out. Top of six, and the Arrows now up for the third time in the order. The pitch is upstairs. One ball and no strikes to the batter. Steps back in. Here's the pitch. Bounced foul first base side. And the count goes to one ball and one strike. Softball and the baseball regionals both happening on Thursday night. Again, one of Phil's pet peeves. It'd be nice to have him on alternate days, but nobody listens. The poor Phil. The pitch is down low for a ball. Emma Jensen now with a 2-1 count. It'd be nice to stagger those so schools don't have to choose who to go to. Parents don't have to choose if they have a daughter and a son playing the same day. Here's one foul back. Same thing on Tuesday. Regional baseball and softball would be on the same day. Actually, it would be sectional softball next week, excuse me, on Tuesday. Winners tonight play in the regional finals on Thursday. Two strike pitch, here it is, and she didn't offer. It goes high. Count is 2-2 on the batter. Emma Jensen, she has struck out and grounded out tonight. Two away in the sixth. Fisher working on the batter. Here's the deal. Inside, a ball. Ball three now, full count. Take the ball back to the pitcher. Fisher doing some excavating work in front of the pitcher's rubber here tonight. Uses the rosin sack and now is ready to go with a payoff pitch. One that's trying to get back to the dugout. Here comes the pitch. Ball inside. Jensen takes a free pass. Second walk given up tonight by Kyrie Fisher. And the batter, Addison Morgan. Morgan, the catcher, will take time to get her catcher's gear off and head to the plate. One on, two away here for the Arrows, leading 1-0, top of the sixth inning. And here is Morgan. Fisher looking in for the glove. Here's the pitch. Runner going. Pop up. Foul. Out of play. Nothing in one. Arrows trying to hit and run it right here. So Morgan gets back in after checking the sign. Batting up in the batter's box. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Strike on the outside part of the plate. Nothing in two. Jensen back to first base for the Arrows. Fisher, set, now toes the rubber. Two-strike offering, the pitch for the runner going. It is a swing and a miss, and that'll do it in the sixth inning. 13 strikeouts for Richland Center pitcher Kyrie Fisher. No runs, no hits, no errors. Lancaster strands the runner for the first time today. They lead it 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the sixth in WIAA Regional Softball from WRCO Sports.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise. A promise to make you whole again. A promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Getting late. Hornets up to the plate, bottom of six. Trailing the Arrows 1-0. Maddie Hill in for her sixth inning of work. The batter will be Carly Meaden, top of the Richland Center order. Chloe Darling and Kyrie Fisher. Hill toes the rubber. Here comes the pitch to Carly. It's the ball. One ball and no strikes. Hornets with one hit. Fisher's double back in the first inning. Here's the pitch. Change up. Ripped to left. And in there for a base hit. Hornets second hit. Carly Meaden at first base representing the tying run. And the batter will be Chloe Darling now. Chloe has walked and popped out. No denying that was a base hit as the Hornets get something going here. Lead off batter on for the first time today. Now a bunt out in front of the plate. Arrows play it to first, and that is in time. Runner going to third, and she is there. Hornets get the tying run to third base on a sack bunt laid down perfectly by Chloe Darling. 1-3 put out. Charlie Meaden gets it to third base now, and Kyrie Fisher, the batter, now with only one away, all it takes is a fly ball to get that tying run home. Fisher with a double back in the opening inning. Grounded out last time. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Hill kind of jammed her with the pitch. Meaden standing on the third base bag. Nothing and one. Hill ready. There's the pitch. Down low. One ball and one strike here in the bottom of the sixth inning. J.C. Gander due next. Hill into the motion. There's the pitch. Popped up behind the plate. The catcher could be playable, and she's got it against the screen. For out number two, Addison Morgan finds the ball, and now it's up to J.C. Gander. Hornets with the potential tying run at the third base, trying desperately to get it home here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Hill ready to work, two away. J.C. looking for her first hit. Here's the pitch, swing and a piece of it. Nothing in one. She had a ground out last time to shortstop, base hit bid, which it was close. Thrown out at first base. Nothing in one to the batter. Tying run at third. Here's the pitch, outside. One ball and one strike to the hitter. 1-0 Lancaster, bottom of the sixth inning. 1-1 the count. Hill ready to roll. Rocks and fires. That one bounced toward third. Bobbled. Picked up. Throw is late. And we are tied. 1-1 here in the sixth inning. Meaden scores from third. Arrows. Struggle getting that ball across the diamond, and the batter will be Abigail Williams. Williams has struck out and flown out. Hornets with a runner at first base. Potential go-ahead run. Hill set to work. Here's the pitch. Popped up. Foul. Out of play. Nothing in one. 1-1 ball game. Hornets get it across. A hit, a sacrifice, and an error. Nothing in one. Here's the pitch. Bounce toward third. Glove there by Jackering. The throw in time, and that'll do it for the Hornets in the inning. But they do come back to tie it. A run on a hit, an error, and one left aboard. We go to the seventh. Richland Center 1, Lancaster 1. WIAA Regional Softball today, live from Richland Center on WRCO and WRCO.com.
What if there were a way to be more efficient with less effort, to achieve peak performance with less energy? Well, thanks to Carrier GreenSpeed Intelligence, what if is now what is. A home comfort system with GreenSpeed Intelligence is smarter than your average system. It can run longer at lower speeds to maximize your comfort and your home's energy efficiency. It understands your home and how you live in it. How cool is that? GreenSpeed Intelligence, available only from Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
See Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric.
When it comes to expert service on electric motors, starters, alternators, and magnetos, count on Chitwood Electric in Richland Center. Bob's your go-to guy. He also sharpens cow clipper blades and sells new electric motors and barn fans to keep your operation running smoothly. Stop by 215 South Jefferson Street or call 608-647-3317. For reliable service and quality products, it's Chitwood Electric, where Bob gets the job done right.
Thanks to Chitwood Electric and all of our sponsors. It's been another great year following high school sports. We hope it continues for a few more weeks. Maddie Hill will lead it off. Top of seven. We are tied at one. Kyrie Fisher on for her seventh inning of work. Hill looking for her first hit. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Aaliyah Jackering and Greta Jensen follow for the Arrows here in the top of the seventh inning. All even at one. Hill, wide open stance. Fisher with a pitch. Popped foul. Out of play. Strike two. Lancaster putting the bat on the ball, but fouling it out. Trying to put it between the lines. Two strikes. Hill ready to work. Here's the pitch from Fisher. That one swung on and fouled. That one against the screen, and they'll try it again. Kyrie with 13 strikeouts tonight. Hill calls time and ready to go. Fisher working. Here's the pitch outside. One ball and two strikes. A little bit of a breeze blowing out toward right field tonight. We get a little later in the ball game, early evening. One ball, two strikes. Pitch from Fisher, swung on and popped right field side, going over at first base and getting the catch there. What a catch by Chloe Darling on the first base foul line against the screen. There is one away. That'll bring up Aaliyah Jackering. Aaliyah today has struck out and flown out. One away in the seventh inning. Jackering taps the plate and gets ready. Fisher set to work. The pitch is high. One ball and no strikes. Jackering checking the sign. Coach Josh Jensen at third base for the Arrows. Fisher's next pitch. Low. Two balls and no strikes. My third time to see Lancaster this year. Saw them play Richland Center, and I saw them play at River Valley this year. So, got to know the lineup pretty well. Nice ball club. Two balls and no strikes. Fisher working. And the pitch. Strike call. Two and one to the batter. Crowd on hand enjoying this one here tonight. Curious but well behaved. Showing some great support. Two and one. Here's the pitch. Strike two call. Jackering taking all the way. Arrows looking for that base runner. They had one on last inning. They have stranded just one today. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two away now. 14 strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher, and Greta Jensen will be the batter. Greta has struck out a couple of times today, coming up here in the seventh inning. Fisher set. The wind and the fire. This one ripped to right down the line. Base hit. They're going to try to play it to first base. The batter will beat it out. And that breaks up the no-hitter. First hit of the ball game for the Lancaster Arrows. Greta Jensen legs it out to first base. One on with two away. And the batter will be Amelia Johnson. Lancaster scoring that lone run back in the third without the aid of a base hit. So one on, two away, and Johnson stepping in. Fisher with the pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one to the batter. Looking at the Hornet half of the seventh, they will have the 6, 7, and 8 batters due up. 1-1 tie here in the top of seven. Nothing and one. And Kai with the pitch. This one popped foul, out of play. Two strikes on the batter. Back it goes to Fisher. Two outs, two strikes. The runner at first base here in the top of the seventh inning. Fisher into the motion. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll do it for the Arrows. 15 strikeouts for Fisher. No runs and a hit. No errors. One left on. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Hornets with a chance to win it and move on to the regional final. It'll take a run against the tough Maddie Hill here for the Arrows, who's going out for her seventh inning of work. 1-1. It's Richland Center and Lancaster deadlock. Heading to the bottom of the seventh on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Maddie McGlynn leading off the bottom of the seventh, swings and misses, nothing in one. McGlynn, then Ebony McCorkle and Reagan Shep. 1-1 ball game, bottom of seven. Hill rocks and rolls. This one is outside, or is it? Nope, called strike two. Nothing and two. McGlynn trying to find the range. The Arrows back in the field, trying to push it to an eighth inning. The pitch, swing and a miss. One away. Maddie Hill with 9 strikeouts for the Arrows, and now Ebony McCorkle. Ebony has struck out and walked. Hill toes the rubber and gets set. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Bottom of seven here, deadlocked at one. One run and two hits for the Hornets. One run, one hit for the Arrows. Nothing and one. This one flared foul outside of first base and out of play. Nothing in two. Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Ithaca, 15, Lafarge, nothing in 4 innings. That one is now history. Bulldogs moving on to the regional final. They'll host. 0-2 offering, swing and a miss. 2 away, that's 10 strikeouts for Lancaster's Maddie Hill. This brings up Reagan Shep. Great pitchers. Duel going here today. Shep has struck out and reached out a fielder's choice. Two away, bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Savannah Ross will do next. If Reagan is able to reach, he'll set to work. Nothing and one. Here's the pitch. Reach out and touch. Wow. Center field. Center fielder going back. She's got it in deep center. Reagan Shep gives it a ride, but we're going to the eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, none left on for the Hornets. To the eighth we go. WIAA regional softball from WRCO. By the way, tied at one apiece on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Are you looking for the perfect Friday night fish dinner? The Phoenix Center and Richland Center has you covered. Every Friday from 4 to 8 p.m., they serve up delicious deep-fried or baked fish. Dine in or take it to go. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. and closed on Sundays. The Phoenix Center is still your local favorite for food, fun, and family time. From mouth-watering pizza to a night of bowling, it's the go-to destination for good times and great meals. Call 649-7469 to order from the Phoenix Center.
For years, you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Izzy Schmidt leads off the eighth for Lancaster and swings and misses, nothing and one. Kyrie Fisher into her eighth inning of work for the Hornets. Lily Edge and Riley Horst follow for the Arrows, nothing and one. The pitch outside, one and one. Just joining us, tied at one in the eighth inning here between Richland Center and Lancaster. Arrows scoring their first run in the third. The Hornets tying it up in the sixth. 1-1, here comes the pitch. Strike two, call. One ball and two strikes to Izzy. He scored Lancaster's only run after walking in the third inning, getting a sacrifice. There was a throwing error. There's a swing and a miss, and she is gone. And she scored on the ground out by Riley Horst. 16 strikeouts now for Fisher. And Edge will be the batter. She has grounded out and struck out. Batting in the top of the eighth inning. Fisher looking for the target and the sign. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Ball outside. One ball and no strikes. The Arrows would like to try and push it back to their top of the order. That's some RBI capability up there. Hornets trying to take them 1-2-3. One away. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Count even at one on Edge. Coach Jensen coaching at third, giving some instructions. She'll stand to back end. Wide open stance for the Arrows. 1-1 offering. Swing and a foul back. Straight back. One ball and two strikes. Kai Fisher does such a good job of being ahead to most batters. Keeping them off balance. Keeping them guessing. One ball, two strikes. Fisher ready to rock. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. There are two outs. 17 strikeouts. And here is Riley Horst. Riley has the lone RBI for the Arrows with a ground out back in the third inning. Makes her way in. Two outs, top of eight, tied at one. Fisher looking for the glove from McGlynn. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Hornets will have the 9-1 and 2 batters up in the bottom of the 8th inning. Horst ready to go. 1-0. Here's down low and back to the screen. Two balls and no strikes. Relly will check with the coach. He had one of the game's defensive plays tonight as well at second base, snagging a line drive. 2-0, here's the pitch. That's a ball. Three balls and no strikes. Top of the Lancaster batting order is due next. 3-0. Fourth, ready to go. Fisher rocks and fires that one outside, and Lancaster has a base runner. Third walk given up today by Fisher. Emma Jensen, she has struck out, grounded out, and walked. So Lancaster with a potential go-ahead run at first base, but there are two outs. Hornets looking for the out. Jensen ready to go, and so is Kyrie Fisher. Here's the pitch. Ball inside. One ball and no strikes. Runner back to first base. Or ready to roll if any contact is made. Here goes the 1-0. Strike call, runner going to second base. Close play, she got underneath the tag. That was close. Carly Meaden was there to put the tag on, but Riley Hart got under the tag. Lancaster aggressively going at it on the base paths. That was close, but they are still going with a runner in scoring position and two away. Looked like the right call by the umpire. One ball and one strike. We don't have Foxtam, but we do have Meekam here today. Timeout. Coach Jamie Gander is out to talk with his infield. And Riley Horth and the batter Emma Jensen will chat as well here as they try to take the lead in the top of the eighth inning. So the Hornets will confer. Again, the year comes to an end for the Riverdale Chieftains. 12-2, Mineral Point gets the victory. Bill Nee flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Ithaca winning 15-0 over Lafarge. So the Bulldogs advancing to play either DeSoto or Seneca. Luther wins against Cashton tonight, 2-1. Edgewood Abundant Life Christian St. Ambrose has defeated the Dells, 5-1. Conference is over. Runner at second base. Two away for the Arrows. One ball, one strike on Emma Jensen. Kyrie Fisher back to work. And here's the pitch. Strike two call. One ball and two strikes. Horth back to second base. One ball, two strikes on Jensen. Fisher going in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Out of play. You're just joining us. Game tied. We're in the top of the eighth inning here at Richland Center High School. Potential go-ahead run at second for the Arrows with two away and a two-strike count. One ball, two strikes. Jensen hitting in the leadoff role most of the season for the Arrows. One ball, two strikes. The pitch from Fisher outside for a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Addison Morgan due next for the Arrows. The winner plays tonight's Dodgeville Westby winner in the regional final. It will be at Dodgeville if Dodgeville wins. 2-2, swung on, popped, foul, out of play. Herrings coming out, the seeding. We'll see how it all plays out. Dodgeville, the number one seed. Westby, the eighth seed. Richland Center, the fourth seed. Lancaster, the fifth seed. So the highest seed still alive Thursday will host. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That'll do it. 18 strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher. Lancaster strands a runner at second base. No runs. No hits, no errors, and one left aboard. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at one. Richland Center and Lancaster in an instant classic tonight here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
You may have noticed that Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet now share the same location. We've had a few questions about it. Here's the scoop. We've combined both stores under one roof to give you more selection, better service, and one convenient stop for everything from quality furniture to great mattress deals. Court & Main focuses on custom, made-in-Wisconsin furniture, unique styles, and premium brands. A-Plus is all about everyday value, discounted mattresses, budget-friendly sets, and quick take-home options. Two names, one team, and one goal, helping you create a home you love. Got questions? Come in and ask. We're always happy to help.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees.
We enter the bottom of the eighth inning. Lancaster is making a pitching change. Lily Edge is in to work. The first time these two teams played, Lancaster used three pitchers. Today, Maddie Hill has a big day. She pitches seven innings, strikes out 10, walks two, gives up two Hornet hits. So Edge coming in to work in the bottom of the eighth inning. She'll face the 9-1 and 2 batters leading off here for the Hornets, getting ready and standing in. Here's the pitch. Batter attempts to bunt and brings it back. It is a strike. Hornets with a pinch batter. It looks like this is Ava Martin. Ava Martin, nothing in one, leading off here, trying to get it set the table for the top of the order. Tries to bunt again. It's bunted. Foul. Strike two. Nothing in two. Conley Meaden and Chloe Darling, top of the order. A couple of big hitters for the Hornets all season long. Any old way here. 1-1 ball game, bottom of eight. Ava Martin back in against Lily Edge. Edge set to work, and here's the pitch. Bunted out in front of the plate. Nice one picked up by the first base person. Throws in time. Coming over from second to cover the bag is Riley Horst, and there is one up and one down. Martin, bunting attempt on all three, almost got on base. So good effort. A 3-4 put out at first base. Here's Carly Meaden. She has one of the two Hornet hits tonight, 1-for-3, batting in the eighth against Edge. Lily rocks and fires. That one ripped to left, opposite way, going to get in there for a base hit. Carly Meaden rounds and looks, and there's the potential winning run here in the bottom of the eighth inning. Chloe Darling will be the batter. She has walked, popped out, and laid down as sacrifice. One away in the bottom of the eighth inning. Edge trying to befuddle the Hornet hitters. Throws a little bit less velocity than Hill. Edge ready to pitch. Swing and a miss. Nothing in one. Big cut by Chloe Darling. Meaden back to first base. Edge toes the rubber. Nothing in one to Chloe Darling. There's the pitch. Swing and a bouncer toward Horst. Nice play. Second to short covering. Back to first. In time. Oh, my goodness. Double play, and we're going to the ninth inning. 4-6-3, double play, and we go to the ninth inning in the eighth. No runs and a hit, no errors, none left on. To the ninth we go, tied at one. WIAA Regional Softball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh is here. This month, with your Ace Rewards card, you can save $100 on a Weber E325 gas grill, or you can purchase Ace Motor Oil, one quart, for $3.49 each. Select Ace Birdseed and Miracle-Gro products on sale as well. Our greenhouse is now open, and we have many different types of yard and garden soils and mulch on display. And don't forget our selection of lawnmowers. So stop in for these and many other great products, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Looking for a fresh and healthy meal? Head to Subway in Richland Center, where you can build your own sandwich with one of eight tasty options that have 6 grams of fat or less. Prefer a wrap or salad? They've got those too. Ordering is easier than ever. Place your order ahead online through the Subway app or give them a call at 608-647-6470. Subway makes it simple to enjoy the flavors you love fast, safe, and fresh. Open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 9. Eat fresh at Subway, Richland Center.
We go to the ninth inning, tied at one here in WIAA Regional Softball. Getting ready is the batter, Addison Morgan. 2, 3, and 4 hitters up against Kyrie Fisher. Here's the pitch, rip well center field. Stroke well, the center fielder is back, and she's got it. Abigail Williams in deep right center field. That's the best ride of the day by any Lancaster batter. Morgan flies out deep. One up, one down for Maddie Hill. Flip phone today sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Looks like Seneca has defeated DeSoto 5-2 in softball. And that's a softball score, I believe. Yes, Seneca and Ithaca next in the championship coming up at Ithaca on Thursday. Here's a ball to Maddie Hill. One ball, no strikes. One away in the ninth, tied at one here at Richland Center High School. Fisher set the pitch, ripped right down the line. The right fielder grabs it. Reagan Shep hauls it in for out number two. Holy mackerel, a couple of big strokes here by the arrows, but nothing to show, and the batter will be Aaliyah Jackering. Jackering has struck out, flown out to left, and struck out in that order. batting with two away in the top of the ninth inning. Fisher waiting for the batter. And here's the pitch. Strike called. Nothing and one to the hitter. Wanted to land the 3, 4, and 5 batters up in the bottom of the ninth. Back it goes. And the pitch to Jackering. It's called a ball. One ball and one strike. RCHS, a busy place tonight with baseball and soccer going on. And softball. 1-1, popped foul outside of first for strike two. One ball and two strikes. Long ball game. I'm going to be late eating my Richland Center Sports Booster chocolate chip cookie tonight. 1-2 to Jackering. Here's the pitch by Fisher. Bouncing ball sharply on the infield. It bounces off of the fielder, and it's going to bounce in there, and that'll mean Jackering reaches first base. Arrows with a base runner with two away, and Greta Jensen coming up. Greta has Lancaster's only hit. Base knock in the seventh inning broke up a doubleheader. I should say a no-hitter in this game. Lancaster's only run in the third inning. Came with a walk, a sacrifice. There was an overthrow, and then the runner at third base scored on the ground out. But Lancaster did not have a hit until the seventh inning. Runner on, two away, after a conference on the infield. Richland Center is set to face Greta Jensen, the shortstop. Time is called. Looks like one of the Hornets getting a shoelace tied. Everybody catching their breath right now. 1-1 ball game, top of the ninth inning here in WIAA regional softball. Westby and Dodgeville started late tonight at 6. Maybe they'll beat us done. Who knows? Here's the pitch. Call the strike. Nothing in one on Jensen. Stepping back is Fisher. Jackering at first base. The 0-1 pitch. Strike called on the outside corner. Two strikes now on Greta Jensen. Greta makes her way in. Right-handed hitter against Fisher. Here's the 0-2 offering outside. One ball and two strikes. Fisher gets the ball back, working now with the rosin sack. Ahead to the batter. 1-2. Here comes the stretch in the pitch, and that one is ripped toward the middle and in there for a base hit. Runner going to second base now. The Arrows have two aboard. Jackering at second. Jensen has her second hit. Lancaster only has two hits, and she has both of them. The batter will be Amelia Johnson now. Lancaster trying to get a run any old way here. Top of the ninth inning against Fisher and the Hornet defense. Time called for a moment. Runner at second base. The important one right now will be off of the crack of the bat. Here goes Fisher's pitch outside. Runner leaning but not going. One ball and no strikes. Fisher has gone the distance for the Hornets today. 1-1, top of the ninth inning here at Richland Center High School. Here comes the next pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Kai getting some heat on that one. One ball and one strike. Runners at first and second for the Arrows. Time call. Now we're ready. 1-1 offering. Back there away. Ball two. 2-1. Hornets have made some good defensive plays behind Fisher tonight. Good catch in center field. Good catch in right field in this inning. 2-1 to the batter. The pitch to Johnson. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Izzy Schmidt in a hitter's circle for Lancaster. He bats. The Arrows may have scored. It's a nip and tuck here. The Hornets trying to get back to the dugout. Runners at first and second. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Pop foul against the screen. Amelia following one straight back now. take the ball back to the pitcher. Fisher working the rosin sack back to the circle and back to the pitcher's rubber here. Two outs, two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Pop foul again. Good battle. Amelia Johnson fouling one straight back. Go-ahead run at second base right now. Fisher cleans off the pitcher's rubber again. Grips the rosin sack and ready to go. Two and two offering. And the pitch to Johnson. Swing and a miss. And that'll do it for the Arrows. They strand a pair. 19 strikeouts for Kyrie Fisher in the game. No runs and a hit. There was an error. Two left aboard. We go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Lancaster 1, Richland Center 1, high school softball and WIAA regional action tonight from WRCO Radio Sports.
Inspired Innovations is more than just a salon. It's a destination for unique finds and local charm. Inside, you'll discover a variety of treasures from area vendors, including AMB Boutique Clothing, Paparazzi Jewelry, handcrafted signs by Inspired Creations, home decor, and one-of-a-kind items from talented local crafters. While you're there, browse their selection of salon-quality hair care and styling products, featuring the trusted brands they use every day. Stop by soon and see what's new at Inspired Innovations, located in the log building at the corner of Highway 14 and County Double J, Gotham.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
1-1 ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning here in WIAA Regional Softball. Some other finals on the Filney Flip Phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Kickapoo moves on to the tournament. It looks like with a 7-4 victory, that's right, against Hillsboro tonight. And West Salem ends the year for Platteville of the Southwest Conference, 8-1 the final in Division II. Leading off the ninth, here's Kyrie Fisher. And the pitch, strike call, nothing and one from Edge. Fisher, J.C. Gander, and Abigail Williams. Hornets need a run any old way here today to try and get out of here and move on to the next round. Edge step. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. One ball and one strike. Kyrie doubled back in the first inning. 1-for-3 officially tonight. Steps in again and ready to roll. Edge. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes to the batter. Stepping back. Fisher back in from the right side of the batter's box. 1-2 offering. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Big strikeout for Edge and the Arrows. Her first strikeout since coming out in relief last inning. Now J.C. Gander. Gander has struck out, grounded out, and reached on an error, and that error, and standing in here with one away in the bottom of the ninth. Edge with a pitch. That one is high. One ball and no strikes. Getting some bonus action here tonight. Drought on hand, a big one at the field today. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count. I want to just need a base runner here in this situation. Had that runner on last inning. But Lancaster turned the double play. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Edge, again, a little bit less velocity in my uneducated opinion. But the Hornets, a little bit fooled. A little bit lesser speed. And they are chasing a little bit. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Change up again. Way off speed. And that's a ball. Two balls and two strikes. Hill and Fisher locked up in a beauty tonight. Now it's Edge's game for the Arrows. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Pop foul. Out of play. Back over onto the grassy knoll. hopefully Amy Gander and the crew in the concession stand have got enough food up there. Check the crowd. Maybe somebody has some loaves and fishes. A lot of people here tonight running out of food. Two balls and two strikes. Edge back to the middle of the circle. One away in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Two away. Edge strikes out the first two batters. And now it's up to Abigail Williams. Abigail looking for her first hit. Has met the ball soundly a couple of times. Flew out to center in the fourth. Grounded out in the sixth. Here's the pitch. Popped. Little flare toward first. Stays fair. Edge picks it up. Throws. Didn't get her. Abigail Williams hustling out down the line. Falls down into the grassy area. She put everything. It was almost like a sprinter sprinting in that 40-yard dash. But she made it to first in time. Safe is the call. And that brings up Maddie McGlynn. So there's your winning run. Scored an infield single, and the batter, Maddie McGlynn, looking for her first hit tonight. This would be a pretty good place to find it. Edge with a pitch. That one is a ball. Ebony McCorkle due next for the Hornets. Bottom of nine, tied at one here at Richland Center High School. Lancaster's run came in the third inning. The Hornets' run came in the sixth inning. 1-0 count. The pitch, high fly, foul, first base side, and out of play. One ball and one strike to the batter. Abigail Williams back to first base. One ball and one strike. Maddie McGlynn back in. Edge ready. There's the pitch. Bounce foul outside of third. And a good cut. One ball and two strikes now. Error on Dave Darling, the third base coach. That's all right. Williams back to first base. Now McGlynn in with a one ball, two strike count from Lancaster's Lily Edge. Here's the pitch. Changeup ripped in the air behind short. And it's going to be in there for a base hit. Here's Williams around second, being waved. Throw to the plate is high. Hornets win. Hornets win on a walk-off. Maddie McGlynn put it in play, and the throw home was high, and the Hornets get the win in nine. 2-1, the final score here tonight. Richland Center walks it off against the Lancaster Arrows. They'll shake hands. Hats off to both teams. This is an instant classic right here. 2-1 Hornets in nine. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on WRCO and WRCO.com.
With America's favorite coffee, innovative beverage strategies, and mouth-watering snacks, Dunkin' is the brand everyone knows nationally and loves locally. Introducing Dunkin' Rewards. The free sips start here. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Join Dunkin' Rewards to unlock exclusive benefits, starting with a free medium drink with purchase your first week as a member. Bring home the top name in coffee and beverages, number one in customer loyalty for over 15 consecutive years. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Rewards turning point. Well, you got to go with Maddie McGlynn and that hit in the ninth inning, and Abigail Williams scoring all the way from first base. Again, she was off of the crack of the bat, so by the time the ball had landed, she was already circling around second, came to third, and Dave Darling, coaching at third base, didn't hesitate, waved her, and that forced the Arrows to come up with a throw from the outfield, which was well over the catcher's glove, and I honestly think Abigail may have scored anyway, but that certainly allowed it, made it a lot easier as she comes in with the winning run. In the ninth inning, so the Hornets score the run on a couple of base hits, and they win it here today by a final score of 14-8. And Lancaster dips to 10-10 to finish the season. So in the season series, the Hornets win 2, Lancaster wins 1, and they were all really good games. Here tonight, probably this one takes the cake as Richland Center gets the victory by a score of 2-1 in 9 innings. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show from WRCO and WRCO.com.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
On the go? Make Richland Mobile Mart your go-to stop. Fuel up your day with fresh coffee, donuts, and hot breakfast sandwiches. Need a quick meal? Grab a take-and-bake pizza, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and more, all ready when you are. And don't forget your favorite beer, wine, and other liquor selections. Keep your ride clean with their touch-free automatic or self-serve car wash. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Richland Mobile Mart, West Side, Richland Center.
The people at your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wear many hats. Your customer service rep might also coach at the local middle school. Or some of our line workers are also volunteer firefighters. It's true, we take pride in serving our members. That's why you'll find us helping out in our community. Because we not only work here, we live here.
Richland Electric Cooperative is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Welcome back to the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Richland Center gets the win in 9 innings, 2-1. They'll face either Westby or Dontrille coming up on Thursday. I guess they would prefer Westby to win so they'd have another home game. But certainly, you talk about instant classics. The last time they played Dontrille, it was a 1-0 win. That was at the time Dontrille's first conference loss and first Hornet win over Dontrille in quite a long time, and a really nice victory that night. A lot of things went well. That one certainly set the table for another 1-0 win against Platteville. And then tonight, well, Lancaster gets the early lead without a hit back in the third inning after Izzy Schmidt walked. She was sacrificed to second base and then eventually scored on a ground out by Riley Horst, and that was Lancaster's only run. Hornets would tie it up in the sixth inning. Carly Meaden would single. She was sacrificed and eventually scored on an error, and we were all tied up at one, and we went all the way to the ninth inning before someone else scored. Lancaster had two on with two out of the ninth inning before Kyrie Fisher, the winning pitcher, gets her 19th strikeout and gets out of it tonight. She gets the win and walks three batters on the night and throws a two-hitter against the Arrows here in the tournament. And for Richland Center, they did it with two outs, too. That's the other impressive thing. First two were strikeout victims against Lancaster's Lily Edge, and then Abigail Williams gets on with an infield single and eventually scores from first base on the hit by Maddie McGlynn, and Richland Center gets out with a win. Batting-wise, Carly Meaden 2-for-4 as two of the Hornets hits. 1-for-4 for Kyrie Fisher, 1-for-4 for Abigail Williams, and Maddie McGlynn is also 1-for-4. Richland Center on the night, again led by Kyrie Fisher, 19 strikeouts, and Richland Center moving on to the regional championship. For the Arrows, tough luck night for pitcher Maddie Hill. The junior strikes out 10, walks 2, gives up 2 hits in 7 innings of work. Lily Edge strikes out 2, gives up 3 hits in her 2 innings of work here in relief for the Lancaster Arrows, who see their season end here tonight. Thanks to Coach Josh Jensen for his help throughout the year. And I've gotten to see that this is my third game with the Arrows this year. So nice ball club, and good luck to them in the offseason. The Hornets continue to build with a young club at 5 seniors, not wanting their season to end. And they get it done here tonight with a game that had a little bit of everything, some incredible plays along the way, and some two-out heroics, and led by freshman pitcher Kyrie Fisher, who has the no-hitter broken up when Greta Jensen had the first of her two hits and a single with two outs in the seventh inning. Richland Center, the line score, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 4 left on. Lancaster, 1 run, 2 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on. Tonight's game ending in 2 hours and 50 minutes. And in front of a capacity crowd, a good group on hand here tonight that enjoyed this both ways. And again, one of those where it's tough that someone had to lose this one tonight, but the Hornets happy that they can go on and celebrating with coaches Gander and Shep out there in the outfield, a meeting with the team, and a photo opportunity now, and congratulations to the Hornets. They'll be moving on to a Thursday night showdown with either Dodgeville or Westby, those teams playing tonight. And again, we'll have more about that coming up. Tim Feed has more of the scoring tonight and the scoreboard, and we'll check that one last time here tonight. The filmy flip phone, let's see. Well, first of all, baseball tonight. Brookwood over Lafarge by a score of 8-2. Softball action this evening. Ithaca gets a 15-0 win over Lafarge in four innings. It was Luther, 2-1 over Cashton. Also, Edgewood Abundant Life, Christian St. Ambrose beating the Dells, 5-1. Kickapoo over Hillsboro, 7-4. West Salem ending the year for Platteville by a score of 8-1. Also, it was Seneca getting the win over DeSoto tonight, 5-2, setting up an All Ridge and Valley showdown in the regional championship for Ithaca at Ithaca coming up on Thursday night. So that's what we know so far. The filmy flip phone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Congratulations to the Hornets on a very enjoyable 2-1 win in nine innings. That is it for today's Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show on the radio on a Tuesday night. We'll have more about these games coming up tomorrow during our 640 and 810 sports reports. Until that time, thanks to Mr. Fabulous, Tim Feed, Phil Nee saying good night. You've been listening to area WIAA Regional Softball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
Pairings are set for WIAA Tournament Soccer, which that tournament begins Tuesday, June 3rd. Number 5 seed Richland Center will play at number 4 seed Mauston. Aquinas, a 3rd seed, will host number 6 Adams Friendship. River Valley has a bye and will host the winner of the Aquinas-Adams Friendship match, and Assumption has a first-round bye. Also in Division 3, it will be Dodgeville Mineral Point playing at Delavan Darien and Edgerton at Platteville Lancaster. Mount Horeb hosts Prairie du Chien, River Ridge, Seneca, all in soccer matches next week. The WIAA baseball tournament begins later this week. Games will include Boscobel hosting Potosi Cassville, DeSoto hosting Kickapoo, Lafarge at Weston, and Oneewoc Center at Ithaca, Wazika Steuben at Highland, and Hillsboro at North Crawford. Riverdale travels to Lancaster in Division 3. River Valley will be at Mineral Point, and Darlington at New Glarus, Belleville at Prairie du Chien, Iowa Grant visits Wisconsin Heights on Thursday. And in Division 2, the tournament gets underway for the Richland Center Hornets. They will be at Lodi. Mount Horeb hosts Monroe. Adams Friendship at the Dells. Mauston at Sauk Prairie. And Platteville at Portage. It's all coming down to the wire in high school spring sports. I'm Phil Nee for the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
ever seen a prayer in person? The kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it. But one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans. And I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina. Spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Caroline. Been a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy.